Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
I will read Ephesians 6:2. Ephesians 6:2-3. This is pertaining to one area, one supernatural area you can sow into that can change and transform your life. It says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with the promise that it may be well with thee."
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
No. Amen. Ephesians 6:2-3, it reads, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth."
Amen.
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 This area right here is supernatural. It says, "Honor thy mother and thy father, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee." When it says well with thee, it's talking about you may prosper. In that scripture, when it says that it may be well with thee, it's saying that you will prosper if you honor thy mother and thy father. Now, understand this. What I particularly want to tell you is don't just honor your mother and your father with words, but honor your mother and your father with your seed.
Amen.
Honor your mother. Honor your mother and your father with your seed. Listen to this. We did a prophetic coaching session a few days ago with a business owner. She has a prominent business that's growing. She wants to even expand here to Orlando. She's in Tallahassee. I give God the glory for her life. But we gave her supernatural strategies concerning her business. One of those strategies that we gave her, we told her to do Ephesians 6:2-3, which is to honor her father and her mother. But how? How? With her substance, meaning with her seed. We gave her supernatural instructions, during this prophetic coaching session concerning her business. The next day or so, she came back, she emailed me, and she said, "Apostle, I obeyed the instructions, what you and Dr. April said to do, and my business generated over $1,050 in one day."
Woo, hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
Do you know what that is? Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. That's a 21-fold return because she sent $50, but God gave her back $1,050. But why are you saying this? Why are you saying this, Apostle? And also she says she's seeding off of that to us. Glory to God. That's okay. Always a good thing. But why are you saying this, Apostle? Because this is a supernatural area. When you honor your mother and your father, not just with your words. I had somebody post on one of my Facebook pages, and they said, "Yeah, I'm doing that now. I'm sowing in different areas and all of that." And praise God, you can sow with your time, you can sow with your in other areas, but I'm talking about sowing with your substance, which what's in your purse, in your wallet, in your pocket. I'm talking about money. It's so hard for a lot of us to let go of that almighty dollar. I'm talking about sowing with money. When you begin to sow, spiritual parents, when you begin to sow to your parents in a consistent way, give your seed. This is supernatural. This is what's going to happen. When you honor thy mother and thy father, Ephesians 6:2-3, which is the first commandment with promise, it may be well with thee. Not only will you live longer, but your life will also have prosperity in it. You will prosper. We told this woman of God. We gave her supernatural instructions. In the next 24 hours, her business got a 21 increase.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
But you know what? I got some people that got a lot of pride. They don't want to listen to that. Now, I'm going to continue to do it my way. Go ahead. I hope it works out for you. Let's check back with each other in 10 years and see where one another at.
My God.
But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to do it the right way.
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, yeah, me and Dr. April, every month we sow. Ever since we got that revelation, we started doing it. Me and Dr. April, we pay our tithes. So I, as a pastor, I pay my personal income, my personal tithe. Like if I got a business or something, which we do, just our personal income, we take that, we pay off that. I'm talking about like for pastors, if you work your job, you pay off your personal income, but
amen, praise God.
So we not only sow our tithes from our from the church and our personal income, but we also feed in multiple areas, and we also on top of my consistency of tithes, and we do this consistently. And I'm telling you, supernaturally, doors open. And then, check this out. Some people may not just be obedient. Get out of your pride. Walk in humility. And then you will begin to see supernatural doors open in your life like never before. Now, like I said, you don't got to listen to me. Who am I? I'm just a man with a successful business. I'm just a man that get it. God has blessed and opened up many doors. I don't know what I'm talking about, though.
Amen.
I just follow the word of God. It says in Ephesians 6:2-3, honor thy mother and thy father. A lot of people don't know what that means. They think honor is giving them a hug and saying I love you and calling them from time to time. Yeah, that's a form of honor. But true honor is giving when it's uncomfortable. True honor is doing something uncomfortable, getting in your person, in your wallet, and giving. And when you begin to make that sacrifice, that's when supernaturally God will open up the windows of heaven and pour over your life like never before. Somebody going to get it today. Somebody going to get this today. Like I said, I don't care if I only get have one person's heart that get touched. I thank God for the one. But this is why we struggle in the body of Christ. This is why every time you look around, we got defeated Christians. People all poor and they barely can make their rent. This is why, because we don't apply these supernatural principles of God. So one main area is Ephesians 6:2-3. Honor, and I'm about honor your mother and thy father. Honor thy mother and thy father. Ephesians 6:2-3. Honor thy mother and thy father. Another area for your seed to grow supernaturally is when you make a commitment and a vow to sow into fertile soil. See, some people say that they're going to sow, and they give a seed, one seed every 6 months. Praise God for it. You're going to get blessed off that seed, too. But the supernatural part of it is when you make a vow to be consistent in sowing. Don't you understand that vows are supernatural to God? I remember me and my wife was listening or reading one or the other about Pastor Benny Hinn, and when he was younger, he gave a certain vow. I can't remember the details of it. He was a little boy, my wife said. His family had to escape because there was some political things taking place. But they went into the church, and he said he guarantees or promises to give the priest a carousel of oil. He made a vow to do that. Back then, oil was very valuable. And he made that vow, and God honored that vow, and God blessed his family supernaturally. They was released. They was released from that country. And they was able to escape from that persecution. Vows are supernatural. And when you break them, God calls you what? He calls you a fool.
Yes, he does.
We done had a lot of people. I tell them, are you going to keep this vow? Are you going to obey this vow? And they tell me, yes, they are. And I say to them, I say, don't make a promise that you can't keep. Don't make a promise that you can't keep. Don't sit here and say that you're going to vow something. Don't sit here and say that you're going to vow something and you don't keep it. The Bible is clear with that when it calls us. He says, those who make a vow and don't pay their vow, I call them a fool. I want y'all to repeat after me. Say, those who make vows and don't keep their vows, we are considered fools. Amen, amen. Those of us who make these supernatural vows and we stay committed to our vows, I really want y'all to know that supernaturally God begins to bless your life. He begins to bless your business. He begins to bless your relationships, your marriages. He begins to bless you like never before because you keep the vow. But when you sit up there and you tell God that you're going to make a vow, but you don't keep that vow, you begin to be looked at by God. That's the worst kind of look, when God looks at you like a fool. He begins to call you a fool. And then this is when many people's life fall into defeat, because they don't honor. They don't have that consistency or that commitment or that loyalty. A lot of women, single ladies, y'all saying that y'all want a husband to be committed, faithful, and loyal. But if you can't be committed, faithful, and loyal to God, how can he send you a husband for you to be faithful and committed to? How can he send that? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Man, yes.
I know it's tight, but it's right. So these are supernatural areas. It is to make a vow. That was number two. Another area for you to sow your seed and for it to grow supernaturally is to make a vow and a commitment to be consistent in sowing your seed in the fertile soil. The vow is something that God takes very serious. A vow is making a promise to something that is a difficult. It is a difficult sacrifice. It is a difficult sacrifice. When you make a promise to sacrifice something to God, that is a vow. That is an agreement. That is your word. That is something I take very serious, and God does as well. A lot of people, they don't, they today, especially in the body of Christ, a lot of us have no integrity. We can't hold to our word. We have no integrity. We're quick to commit to something or say we're going to commit to something, but we're wavery. Those type of people I don't trust. Those type of people God don't trust, but they want power. They want the prophetic. They want a husband. They want a wife. If God can't trust you, then you're not going to get that power. You're not going to get that husband. You're not going to get that wife. Your life will constantly be in defeat. I'm going to move on. Number three, another supernatural area where God blesses you supernaturally is the activation of gifts. The activation of gifts. Repeat after me. Say activation.
Activation.
Of gifts.
Of gifts.
Is where God.
Is where God.
Will bless me.
Will bless me.
Supernaturally.
Supernaturally.
Thank God for grown people obedience. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes you could be in a service and the grown person will start pouting. They don't even want to repeat after you. Be like, come on now, I can go to a class full of first graders, have them repeat after me, and they'll repeat after me. But you can't. You're gonna miss your blessing. Come on now.
Amen.
Thank God for the obedience of these grown souls. Thank God. God gonna bless you for that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people want their gifts to flourish and want their gifts to be activated. You want your gifts to flourish and your gifts to be activated. Sometimes you don't even have to fast and pray for your gifts to be activated. Sometimes all you got to do is be obedient and sow a seed. Yes, right. That can happen. That can happen. Some people have sown seeds and their prophetic gift has shot up supernaturally. Some people have sown seeds and they got witty inventions in their dreams supernaturally. Some people have sown seeds and they begin to operate in the healing ministry supernaturally. Sowing your seed can also open up the area or the doorway supernaturally for your gifts to be activated in God. For your gifts to be activated in God. So number four, I'm going to move on. Number four. Number four, when you sow your seed, God begins to put promotion and elevation on your life in different areas. You may wonder why you can walk on a job. I'm talking about the seed now. There's a difference. The tithe is the 10%. But I'm talking about those who sow the tithe plus give the seed on top of the tithe. Understand that the tithe is what protects you from the devourer. Who is the devourer? The devourer is Satan. It protects your spiritual crops. What are our spiritual crops today? Our spiritual crops in this modern time we live in is our paychecks, our finances, our increase. when we tithe consistently, God protects that. But when we feed on top of that, that's when the press down, the good measure, shake it together, run of over blessing comes from, when we feed on top of that. So you wonder why when you pay your tithe but also throw an extra $20, $30 seed on top of that, that windows of heaven open up and you living under an open heaven, when you can just walk on a job and they offer you a managerial position, or they say when you only been at their job for 2 weeks that they want to promote you, or you wonder why you got favor everywhere you go. It's because elevation, supernaturally, promotion, supernaturally is on your life because you're sowing your seed.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You're sowing your seed. You're sowing your seed. I'm trying to teach y'all something. The Holy Spirit is trying to teach you something. Listen to me. Listen to me. A lot of people don't understand the laws of sowing and reaping. Genesis, it's called seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, it shall not cease. What that scripture is telling us, that if you got a seed to sow, no matter what, it's always going to be seed time and harvest. It would never stop. The heavens would never close up to that. Understand this. You have to understand the principles of sowing and reaping. If you are a pastor or a leader and you don't want to talk about money, then you, it's something wrong with you spiritually. You need deliverance from money, because I don't mind talking about money. Yeah, we have all these cliche fans, or we got all of these people that have made it bad, but there's some good ones out there. We are called sanitizers. We come to sanitize and clean up the mess that the people before us made. It's okay to talk about money, because money is going to take money to go to those projects and feed those poor kids. It's going to take money to even put pans on your kids. It's going to take money to put food on your table. The thing is, it's not to get caught up and love the money, but have an understanding of how to use the money, but don't let the money use you. Seed time and harvest. The laws and the principles of sowing your seed will supernaturally change your life. It will take your life from areas of victory, from the areas of defeat to the areas of victory. Your seed will ultimately determine your victory in God. But if you are too timid, especially as a pastor, to talk about it, to live it before the people as an example, then what will happen is you will begin to struggle in your personal life, in your ministry life, in every area of your life. And I'm not just talking about finance. It will even affect your body. It, like Dr. April taught on the other day, she said what we do spiritually even affect our bowel movements naturally. It will even affect you spiritually with your marriage bed, because you're not applying principles. Any doorway, any crack that the enemy can get in to attack you, he will do it. So why not just try our best to apply the kingdom principles of God so that we can be protected all the way around the border? Amen. Glory to God. Your seed will determine your victory. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, that are in this service. I thank you for the intent of hearts, Lord God. I thank you for those who have listened and those who have endured your word, Lord God, and those who will apply your word. I thank you, Lord God, for the open hearts, Lord God, that will move into prosperity, Lord God, for they know that their seed, their consistent seed, will determine their victory in you. Take them from an area of defeat, but to an area of victory. Lord God, we decree and declare these things to be so, not later, but right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let all God's people say, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. I really want y'all to get this, so you won't have to have me and Dr. April sit down with y'all and say that, why am I struggling in my bills or struggling in my finances? And then I'm going to revert you. I'm going to send you back to this message that I preached. I really want y'all to get this. Your seed will determine your victory in this life. But you have to have a consistent pattern of sowing your seed, a consistent pattern. If y'all get this down, I'm not saying that life's going to be perfect. I'm not saying that it's going to be perfect. You're going to still, as long as you live in this body, you're going to still go through some things. But if you If you get this, I'm telling you, a lot of y'all businesses that's on this call right now, your business will begin to flourish. Your household will begin to flourish. God's showing me, it's a woman of God on here, I see like a white house that God's about to give you because you are faithful in your seed and your tithes.
Hallelujah.
If you get this, 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 God will bless your life like never before. Glory to God. Somebody must have want that blessing. I just told you, God showed me a woman on here. You're about to get a house. A house. God's about to give you a house.
Yes,
no, it's too late now. No, I'm just playing. Glory to God. Glory to God. I love y'all very much. I pray for you guys, and I love you guys very much. I turn it over into the hands of my wife, Dr. April. Say amen as she come forth. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. We love you back.
Amen. God. Hallelujah. As my father used to say, when people would get through speaking, he said, didn't our hearts burn with that of the Holy Spirit as he spoke to us through the messenger? So I'm thankful for the message of today, Apostle. You taught well, and this is something that we're giving you as far as strategies, and as we give wisdom, principles of how to flourish, how to prosper. You may be looking at your income and you're saying, but I only have this X amount of dollars coming in. Select the spiritual parents. Select people who are strengthening your faith. But if there's been so many open doors, there's been so much outpour of favor because of our obedience to want to knock off everything on our checklist as far as how to set ourselves in alignment to receive the overflow. So this is what's important for you to understand, that God is promising to overflow in your life, but you have to be right under the outpour. You have to be in position. God isn't slack concerning his promise. He's saying, I'm going to pour out on you, but if you're not under the outpour, you won't receive it. He said, I poured it out. You just weren't in alignment. So that's a good thing that you all were on this line and that you were taking notes, because it's very imperative. So I am excited about your future. I'm excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. We thank you for spending this time with us, fellowshipping with us. Beautiful, beautiful message. So the great thing is that it is being recorded. So now if you've missed some notes, if you know that this will bless someone else, you can now direct them to listen to the playback as well on our website. After we hang up, it'll be on our website. Really don't have anything to say before the Lord. When he asked you, why didn't you become more effective in your life while you had the time on earth? Why weren't you as prosperous as I promised you? I have so many riches for you on earth. And you can't say, I didn't know. It's just basically because you didn't do your work or you didn't execute what was taught to you. So we want you to succeed. We want you to succeed. We want you to be empowered. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper, that you will be in health even as your soul prosper. Wonderful job, Apostle Smith. I enjoyed the message, and I look forward, hallelujah, I look forward to hearing even more from you as the Lord begins to speak to you even more concerning how we can be blessed. So praise God.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.